Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Shell reaches a deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Royal Dutch Shell says it's reached a deal with local communities in Nigeria that will allow it to resume oil production. That word from the New York Times, which says the agreement comes a year after being forced to shut off over half its oil operations due to militant violence. Shell lost 500,000 barrels a day due to attacks on its facilities by a rebel group called the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND. The company hopes to resume full production by October. Shell is the largest operator in Nigeria. It still gets about 500,000 barrels a day from the eastern Delta region and several offshore platforms. Yesterday, oil prices tumbled initially on the announcement from Iran that it would release captured British sailors. This morning, that price has risen as traders assess the impact of the move. Right now, light crude is hovering around $64.20 a barrel. Asian markets are mixed this morning. In Tokyo, the Nikkei slid 52 points. This is a short work week for Wall Street. All the markets will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday. Yesterday was a good day. The Dow added 19 points to 12,530. The NASDAQ moved forward 8 points to 2,458. And the S&P was basically flat, up just a point. It's at 1,439. Its prices may be low, but its profile is high, and controversy seems to be the cost of doing business for the world's biggest retailer. Now, Walmart is defending its security practices. This after a fired surveillance technician told the Wall Street Journal that he was involved in a surveillance operation and spying on critics of the discount giant, as well as non-Walmart employees, consultants, and shareholders. Marketplace's Bob Moon reports a U.S. attorney has already been investigating the case.
There have been no claims thus far that Walmart's practices broke any laws. In one case, the fired technician said he located photos of a company critic on a computer that was open to the Internet. They were then used to help identify New Wexler of the group Walmart Watch ahead of a company conference. Wexler says the pictures were innocent, but the activity wasn't.
You know, the idea that they're collecting vacation photos of private citizens is pretty spooky.
At the University of Minnesota, corporate ethics expert Norman Bowie thinks the Internet has made corporate criticism so effective and pervasive that a growing number of businesses seem to be engaging in more aggressive snooping.
It's awfully hard to do good research on this. It's not the kind of thing you can go out and measure because people try to keep it hidden if they do it.
He says the irony is such a bare-knuckles response can end up doing even worse harm to a firm's reputation. That's a caution echoed by Mark Rowe at Bentley College's Center for Business Ethics.
Ultimately, it comes down to a question of trust. Whether people within the organization or outside the organization feel they're able to trust a particular organization when they're dealing with it.
Walmart argues it has what it calls a corporate responsibility to monitor any threats to its data network, intellectual property, and its people. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
A new study on rear-end car crashes is out this morning. It's critical of the protection head restraints provide against whiplash or head injury. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says most newer car models fell short of state-of-the-art protection. Just 22 seat head restraint designs in current car models are rated as good. Another 53 cars received grades of marginal or poor. Among the winners, all Volvos, Audi A4, S4, and A6 models, Ford 500s and Mercury Montegos, and Nissan Sentras and Versas. Rear-end collisions account for $2 million in insurance claims each year. The price tag, at least $8.5 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Affordable health care is hard to come by for a lot of people. It's even harder for older Americans who have pre-existing conditions. Many rely on group coverage through a local business association, but that kind of coverage is going the way of doctors who make house calls. Tomorrow, the California Association of Realtors will go to court to stop its insurer from dropping its coverage. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Blue Shield's contract with the California Association of Realtors basically covers every member of the group, regardless of medical conditions. In return, 75% of interested association members must participate in Blue Shield's plan. That helps balance the cost of the sick with less expensive, healthy clients. Tom Epstein is a spokesman for Blue Shield of California.
They failed to meet that requirement, and we terminated the contract.
Ultimately, a judge will decide if the contract has been broken. Meanwhile, folks like 62-year-old real estate broker Marcy Garber Carter are caught in the middle.
I'm the poster child for pre-existing conditions. I've beat breast cancer twice, once in each breast, and that makes me not the most positive candidate for most insurance companies.
For many Americans and small businesses, group insurance is often the only affordable option. But at trade associations across the country, those plans are disappearing. In a recent survey, the American Society of Association Executives found that only 24% of its members provide health insurance. John Graham is the organization's CEO.
They're not permitted to get that insurance coverage because of the cost features, and we're finding that that situation is escalating, and more associations are unable to provide health insurance.
On the day she got her cancellation notice in the mail, Marcy Garber Carter went to the Blue Shield website, hoping for clarification. Instead, she found...
The article on the Blue Shield page referenced how much money they had made, what their profit was for that year, and it made me sick to my stomach.
She thinks the company dumped her because she's not profitable enough. But Tom Epstein with Blue Shield says that's not the case. In fact, he says Blue Shield supports universal health care for all Californians.
Everyone ought to be covered, and if everyone is covered, then the risk will be widely shared, and everyone benefits from that.
In the meantime, realtor Marcy Garber Carter says her insurance alternatives would provide fewer services, charge more per month, and significantly raise her deductibles. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And also in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.